most people, I think, don't have a problem with that. But we have to be careful and acknowledge that some people would have trouble. For example, if you were interested in Parkinson's or ALS or Alzheimer's, a neurologic disorder,
right,
and you wanted to put human stem cells that have been differentiated into neural cells, human neural cells, into a mouse blastocyst,
right,
to see if, in the first instance, if they get to where they're supposed to get, to the mouse brain. Well, some people may have trouble with that. Some people may be very concerned that you would end up with human intellectual characteristics in a rodent.
Right.
Well, that's a legitimate concern. And again, that's the kind of experiment that could be done now without necessarily having review. So we have urged that there be a system in which these escrow committees we talked about earlier would have to look at these experiments and monitor them. And if they approve them, they would have to establish the conditions under which they could proceed.
Okay, so as I'm looking at the press release announcing these guidelines, it says experiments in which there is a possibility that human cells could contribute in a, quote, major organized way, end quote, to the brain of an animal requires strong scientific justification.
Right.
Meaning that you don't rule that out.
Don't rule it out, because, again, if you're concerned about Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or stroke, these are the kinds of experiments that the FDA will actually require be done before any kind of biological material could go into market.
Okay, because as I'm thinking about this, I'm trying to imagine, this was something I hadn't thought of before today and before I heard about this, that you're going to end up with a potential genius scientist in the body of a mouse in Dr. Irving Weissman's lab at Stanford, and
the genius would probably be Irving Weissman.
Sorry?
genius would probably be Dr. Weissman.
Yes, that's right. and you'll end up with the mice organizing like graduate students, or who knows what'll happen.
We can't have that.
And,